Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. If you're feeling a pinch, it's going to be typically in one of four areas. You're going to have a revenue issue. You're going to have a collections issue. You're going to have a cost of materials, a cost of doing business issue, or you're going to have a spending issue.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another week and another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I want to begin by telling you that I am sorry that we've been missing you for the last few weeks, but
summer break. It has school is out for summer.
I've been a little bit busier with my kids and life in general. So, and my oldest is going to college. I just got back from his orientation.
T-Bone goes to college.
I had to go play golf alone this morning, and I haven't done that in a long time.
Oh, that's what it's going to be like in a month.
I know. I'm going to have to start making new friends.
Yeah.
At the golf course.
You're going to have to train Ubby to play more golf.
I don't know if I have the patience left for that anymore. But look, this week on this episode, what I want to talk about is feeling the pinch. I'm hearing from more and more dentists that, maybe they're not slowing down. Maybe we're not in a recession, but they just feel like it's tighter. It's harder. They're working harder to get patients to say yes. Maybe there's not quite, the bank account isn't growing the way it used to grow. And I just want to talk about that. I want to talk about what's going on. What do you do? How do things shift? And that's what we're going to talk about in this week's episode. So I'm going to turn it over to my lovely co-host, Miss Meredith Cooper-Jones. And Meredith, talk to us.
Yeah. So before we get into today's episode, I have a long-standing review that we have been waiting.
What is long-standing?
This is a new one. Okay. We've just been waiting a long
because,
time.
Because, we need to listen.
Yeah.
Come on. Can you guys get up
Loyal
off your buttocks?
Listeners. And they don't even have to get up. You can do it on your phone.
Yeah. Just leave us a review. Get your thumbs up.
Yeah. So if you enjoyed this podcast, if it has helped you in any way, we would love a Google review, a Apple podcast, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, we would love a review. This one is 5 stars. I always like to mention, highly recommend. I found this podcast several months ago and have found it extremely helpful. I've been in the same practice for 15 years and have found myself overrun with the chaos that comes along with running a large practice. This podcast has given me a lot of concrete action items that are helping me to continue to grow my practice while seeing less patients per day. Thank you for doing this podcast. I'm very grateful to have found this information. Username HappyCustomer121. Wish I could give you a shout out, Dr. Happy Customer.
I wish my name was first name Happy, last name Customer, last instead of the
121.
Second, I'm the 121st generation.
Yeah.
Instead of the second or the third.
Yeah.
That means a lot.
Yes. Thank you so much. Well, I think a few weeks ago we were sitting around, we had a lot of masterminders, and I think it felt like that's when we get together and people really start to share what's really going on. Everything's great and everything is great, right? But then it's like, where do we feel things that are different a little bit? And I like when you said, I'm feeling the pinch too.
Yeah.
So talk to us about what you meant by feeling the pinch.
Yeah.
There and how you kind of did things differently when you felt that way.
Yeah. So, you know, when it comes to the pinch may mean different things for different people. Like, you know, the first thing on the pinch, it could be you're feeling a revenue pinch, a top line revenue pinch. That's a, you know, case acceptance issue. That's a economy issue. That's a skill set issue. There could be lots of different things there. Yeah. And I haven't heard a ton of that yet. In the sense that revenue is going down.
Yeah.
The other part of the pinch could be that I'm feeling a bank account pinch.
Uh-huh.
Like, hey, my top line revenue, my production is still doing well, but and my collections are doing well, but I just don't feel like there's money in the bank, right?
Uh-huh. Or as much.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a function of things have cost more.
Yeah.
Humans cost more. And when things are good, we have a tendency to let some things go. $100 here, $500 there, $1,000 here.
Frivolous spending.
Oh, even not frivolous, even good intention spending. So I was talking to one of our masterminders, and I was looking over one of the things I like to do is look over people's profit and loss statement. And I noticed that her marketing budget had gone from $1,000 a month to $8,000 a month in the matter of 4 or 5 months. And, you know, I started diving into this and I said, so tell me more about this. She goes, wow, I didn't even realize it had gotten up that much. She goes, yeah, they'd call and say, I tell them I want to do this. And they say, well, that's $1,000, $1,500 towards that. And then next thing you know, it's $7,000, $8,000. And that's another form of the pinch. It's just things are
costing
it's costing more. And then we have a tendency to spend more.
Right.
Okay. So there's, you know, the truth about costing more. It's really hard to do something about costing more. If we have a human being costing more problem, it's unbelievably hard to ask people to take a pay cut.
Right.
Okay. Or almost impossible to let somebody go and replace them with somebody that costs less.
For sure.
Okay. When it comes to materials and supplies, I would hope that most of us don't want to compromise our clinical outcomes by going to lesser products, although sometimes lesser products that cost less aren't necessarily clinically less. Like I really doubt that I'm going to switch my materials that I've been using for so long,
to save $5.
Yeah, or hopefully save $5, $10, $50, even a couple of $100.
Right.
It's just probably not worth it to me.
Right.
But typically where I find people are where they're feeling the pinch is the spending has gone up. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference in costs have gone up. Mm-hmm. And the outcome is still the same. The bank account's less, okay? But there's hard to do something about things costing more. It's easier to do something about spending frivolously or without intention.
Yes. Well, you mentioned, some of the reasons people feel the pinch, and then you mentioned marketing. I think another one people mentioned is they're spending the same and getting fewer patients, or they're having to spend more to get the same number of patients for at-bats as they were getting before.
That's what we saw in our practice.
Yeah. And so that's one place that they're either spending more or feeling like they need to spend more.
Well, look, at the end of the day, look, in dentistry, everybody talks, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, if I have a marketing medium that's working really well, you know, I'm a sharer. I share with people. I tell people, or other people tell people, and the marketing companies tell people.
Right.
Next thing you know,
we're all competing for each
other. Well, you know, there's a finite number of customers.
Right.
I don't believe that we have any shortage of customers, but there's a finite number of customers. And so we start diluting the pool. And I'm to overcome that, we got to spend more. There's an old saying that Russell Brunson and Dan Kennedy, these guys talk about that goes, it goes, whoever can spend the most money to win the customer wins. You know, so in other words, if I can just keep spending more and outspend you and outlast you, I'll win in the end. But the question
make
is,
a little bit less per customer.
But how long do I have to carry that
on,
right? That's how Tesla's winning in a sense, right? Because they don't have a dealer network,
right?
You know, a traditional dealership model, they sell directly to the consumer. So
I think we could do a whole podcast.
Yeah, we probably should.
Yeah.
But you know, it's how they're able to compete when other car companies are manufacturing. Right. And that's a bigger discussion to go down, down the road. So my point of wanting to do this episode is, if you're feeling the pinch, number one, your pinch is going to be a revenue issue, a collections issue, or a cost issue, or a spending issue, okay? So step one is, when I start feeling the pinch, I start looking at, where are these four things? Is it a revenue issue, okay? Is it a collections issue? Is it a costs issue, or is it a spending issue? I got to figure out where it is.
Right.
Okay. So that to me is number one. And then my mindset changes. And that's really what I want to kind of get across in today's episode is that our mindset has to change a little bit. When we are in an amazing economy, and look, at the end of the day, from 2021, late 2020, early 2021 was pent-up demand, okay? We were closed for 3 months. We got all those 3 months of patients back, okay? We got paid while we were on holiday.
Right.
And then 2021, the government just busted money into the economy, and it was a spending bonanza for 2021, 2022, early 2023. And then, you know, through actions of the federal government, you know, I'm not here to argue about good, bad.
Things have normalized.
Things have
settled.
Well, I would argue they're worse than settled.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is the government is purposely slowing us down. Oh, they're slowing us down.
Yes.
Okay. They're purposely slowing down the economy.
Yes.
And the consumer, our customer, is feeling it.
Right.
Okay. And so they spend with tightness. Okay. And so when you're in that growth mode, okay, when you're in that great economy,
so you go on vacation, you see that there's still plenty of people with lots of money.
There is. But when you're in that growth mode, I'm looking to hit triples, doubles, and home runs and grand slams
all day.
Like, you know, and what I mean by that is not the patients. I'm talking about my business plan, my business tactics. I'm going to, like, I bet big to win big. I spent $10,000, $15,000 a month on implant marketing because I wanted to win big. Okay. But when things are tighter, a little uncertain, that doesn't mean that we can't do anything.
Right.
Okay. And so I go back to my dad's philosophy when that happens. I go back to, hey, I've got no choice but to grow because I got to make more money. I got to pay for things. Yeah. I got to do all these things. I got bills.
And you certainly don't want to go backwards.
And I mentally don't want to go backwards, right? So I go back to what I learned from my dad, which was I go back to the fundamentals, and I call it the 1986 St. Louis Cardinals. But I'm going to base hit you to death, base hit you to death, base hit you to death. And I'm going to end up with five runs. I'm going to do a little bit more work.
Right.
It's not going to be as sexy. You know, I'm not going to have as many $20,000 to $40,000 cases walking in the door. Yeah. And what I mean by that is one more ortho case.
Right.
One more extraction graft. One more dental implant. You know, in our office, one more sleep apnea case.
Yeah.
One more sedation case. You know, if I do one more of these five things,
then it turns into one more a week.
That's $10,000, $15,000.
Right.
And, you know, maybe more in additional revenue. And we're so easily swayed by the sexiness of Instafamous and Facebook and what everybody else is doing. And you know, like I was talking to an amazing dentist. You know, she's in a rural area in the Midwest, and what she's dealing with is not the same thing that I'm dealing with. You know, I'm dealing with 20 dentists in my zip code, 30 dentists, 40 dentists in my zip code. She's one of five dentists for 100,000 people, right?
Right.
They've got their own challenges, but what I do for marketing doesn't work for her, and what she needs to do for marketing probably won't work for me.
Right.
And so we have to have some perspective on all of this. So I want to go back to my original premise. If you're feeling a pinch, it's going to be typically in one of four areas. You're going to have a revenue issue. You're going to have a collections issue. You're going to have a cost of materials, a cost of doing business issue, or you're going to have a spending issue. What my dad is always, I go back to my dad because he's ultra conservative, came here with nothing, you know, couldn't risk thousands and thousands of dollars. And a lot of dentists listen to this podcast are in that position, okay? He says, you know, I got to a point where I fixed my spending problems, but it didn't make a big dent.
Yeah.
You know, what do you
think? I think that's pretty common. As you make money, as your business makes money, you tend to spend more and not worry about the little things.
Yeah, but we can tighten that up.
Okay with the bigger things.
You can tighten that up.
Oh, I'm making more.
But it's only going to get you $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 maybe in most cases. Okay. And that's nice, but that doesn't cover up. Okay. The cost of stuff, you know, that's, you know, I don't think there's much you can do about that. And then it comes to collections. And I think collections, you know, if you listen to this podcast, you don't have a financial menu. I mean, I don't know what rock you've been living under, but that typically alleviates collections issues.
Yes.
Okay, for the most
part. It also alleviates a whole person running AR full time. I mean, otherwise you need somebody calling, sending statements, doing AR almost full time, at least part of the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that frees up a person who can be closing more treatment, you know, taking new patient phone calls, just doing anything else that can help the business.
Absolutely. And then typically what my dad always told me is when you get into financial challenges, you've got to revenue your way out of it. Okay. And so my point in all of this is when things are good, when patients are spending, when everything's pretty good, you can hit home runs and grand slams. When things get a little tighter, which is what we're, you know, Meredith always says to me, well, we don't, you know, you don't want to scare. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just trying to be realistic about what the realities.
Right.
Everybody's different. I mean, I can't tell you how many masterminders I've talked to who said that they've had some of their best months ever.
Right.
You know, and I've talked to a lot of masterminders that they've said they've, you know, just as many said, you know, we're having good months, but the bank account's not growing. Right. And so I go back to singles.
I think there's a difference in checking in with where you're at and catching up and seeing where you're at and knowing and kind of knowing the score than just turning 180 full circle into scarcity mode.
No, you can't.
And that's what
that's
we don't
not an option.
Because that's not going to help you get
yeah,
out.
It's, we're not anywhere near to something like that.
Right.
Okay. Like
right.
There's no one should get, because if you've had a traditional normal business that's made you a good living, no one should be going into scarcity mode because of the economy, the unknowns, the positives, right. The negatives. Nobody should go into that. You know, if we go into scarcity mode, we've bought something, we've done something to get there. But I go back to singles. I take whatever service I do and I say, how do I do one more of it? I'm going to $1,000 myself my way out of this. Mm-hmm. One more crown, one more patient that goes from a single tooth to a quadrant.
Right.
Okay. One more patient that, you know, when I do an extraction, I offer an extraction graft.
Right.
One more implant per month, one more ortho case per month, one more sleep apnea case per month, one more sedation per month. And this is how we help dentists win in the mastermind.
Yeah.
Is that, hey, are we giving our chance to say yes to the best
not
if you're well planned visits, right?
Tooth placement.
It's all of it. It's every little bit of it. It's one plus one plus one plus one with consistency over time equals amazing.
Right.
Okay. And that is a fundamental. That is something that we all need to hear. Either that or I'm lost my mind. Okay. But that is what we all need to hear because it's the reality.
Yeah.
And maybe a year from now, it'll be totally different. We'll be back to hitting home runs. But I can tell you what I'm doing. And that is I'm getting back to the fundamentals of one more of every little thing that we do. And if you don't have a list of items that you do a lot of, go learn your clinical skills. Expand your clinical skill set. Listen, expanding your clinical skill set will get you out of whatever financial, that's the beauty of dentistry. It'll get you out of whatever financial disaster you're in if you learn how to do it. Just do me a favor, Google top paying dental specialties and you will get a list of how all the specialists are paid. And then whatever the top 1, 2, 3 specialists are, go learn how to do what they're doing and add those procedures to your practice. And you'll do great. Another way to do it is look at what you're referring out and learn how can I keep more of that. And I remember like when I went through this in 2003, 2004, non-economy related, I just started looking at what I was referring out. And the one of the first things I brought in was endo. I was referring out all my endo. So I started doing my endo. I went and learned a new skill. you know, and so there's solutions to all of this.
Yeah.
I feel like I just ranted and went on a soapbox.
No, I think it's good for people to hear, because even if they're not going through it right now, there's always phases.
It will.
And it will be something they go through. And I think when you get together in your study club for an hour once a month, you hear everything's great, everything's great.
Well, they're all, everybody's lying.
Right. So when we get people together, you know, for 3-4 days together where we've been together for 6 months, it's a little bit different. I think people are a little bit more open. So I think it's good for them to hear that they're not alone, and it's not, which is kind of the whole point of the mastermind, right?
Yeah.
Is the camaraderie and being together and having people to bounce ideas like that off of. And then also knowing what to do when things like this happen. I wish we would have recorded this during St. Patrick's Day. Maybe next year we'll feel the pinch through St. Patrick's Day.
So, all right, gang. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If we can help you at 3D Dentists, listen, we have amazing clinical training. Clinical training that's rooted in reality and practicality of what you can do in your practice to help grow your business. And that's what we're all about, helping you grow your career, grow your business so you can make more, you can take more time off, you can provide for your family, you can just win, okay? And we're here to help. All you got to do is reach out to that one right there, Meredith, and she'll help make it happen for you guys. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you next week.